Last summer, Medea Ruiz was part of a team of teens from Roseland University Prep that conducted a visual survey of neighborhood markets and convenience stores in Santa Rosa. Their task was to count the advertisements for tobacco products, alcoholic beverages, and sugary drinks, and to observe where those items were displayed for sale.
There were some things that were really shocking that I hadn't noticed before. For example, the fridges that have soda, water, everything. The waters were like all the way at the bottom. The sodas were in the middle. And then right next to those were alcoholic beverages. So if you were tempted to grab a water bottle or a soda, you were also tempted to get the alcohol drink.
Ruiz and her peers were helping gather data for a statewide study that did a combined analysis of the availability and placement of alcohol, tobacco, and food, both healthy and unhealthy, in some 7,000 stores in every California county. Of the 171 stores surveyed in Sonoma County, 60% sold e-cigarettes, 75% sold chewing tobacco, and 83% sold flavored tobacco products. In many cases, those products are displayed near candy, and most of the stores also had advertising for them on their walls. Jim Tennant, chair of the NACPA Tobacco Advisory Board, says that industry has been resilient and innovative in finding new products and ways to promote them.
The original e-cigarettes were not brought up by the tobacco industry, but the tobacco industry is seeing that there are a way around a lot of the bans on smoking, so they're buying up the larger companies in the e-cigarette industry. Some very smart people in the tobacco industry, they're not allowed to advertise on any broadcast media anymore, but you can see how much money they're spending in stores.
Additionally, 78% of the Sonoma County stores sold alcohol. 90% of them carried the sweet, colorfully packaged drinks known as Alco-Pops. Half of those are sold to underage kids, says Bob Curry, who chairs the Petaluma Alcohol, Drug, and Tobacco Program, as well as working for Marin County Health and Human Services. He sees the Alco-Pops as a big component in a serious problem.
We have the highest binge drinking rates for our youth in the entire state in this area, and it's something that we have been trying to get a handle on, and we're hoping that this new program, working with retailers, will make a difference.
The statewide release of these surveys, done in every California county, was part of a new Healthy Stores for a Healthy Community campaign, part of which is working to see retail outlets downplay their unhealthy wares and add more items that are healthy. A small, focused effort to do that has already been underway in Santa Rosa for nearly 6 years. Danielle Ronhausen, who coordinates it, says most store owners have been quite willing to work with her.
They are concerned about profit because that is their business. However, most of the store owners, these are smaller stores, corner stores, they are members of the community themselves. So their friends, their families, their neighbors, they come shop in these stores. And either the owners themselves or one of those people that they know out in the community suffers from obesity or obesity-related disease. So this is very personal for them and very, very important. They want to be able to give back and be part of creating a healthier community.
And Roseland High School student Medea Ruiz has already seen similar changes at the store she surveyed near her home.
Like I was talking before about where they place their drinks, I've noticed that most of the drinks that they used to place at the bottom of the refrigerators are now at the top where most people can see them. So there have been a few changes, and I think it has been effective.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.